Even today, after more than 400 years, Rubens's paintings seem incredibly alive. He had adapted his painting technique to the considerable speed of production in his workshop. For this painting, Rubens took a thin oak panel as the painting surface, first applying a ground of chalk and lime. Then he added a layer of colour, a light grey imprimatura. This thin coloured paint layer regulated the absorption of the ground, allowing Rubens to create a visually vibrant surface with clear brushstrokes. With a brush and brown pigment, he then sketched the underdrawing of the subject onto the imprimatura. In the painting process, he filled out this underdrawing, though, unlike other artists, without entirely covering it. Rubens also consciously integrated the effect of the imprimatura. In a very ingenious way, he combined minimally worked sections with virtuoso densely painted areas, mostly in the faces and bodies. On the skin especially, he produced a quite unique effect by applying several merging layers of colours of warm and cool tones.